Well, I felt a lot more comfortable on Saturday after the game when it was 10 points, but obviously Chesterfield had a fantastic result on Sunday and closed the gap to 7 points. But as I've said all along, it sits in our hands. We've got to get our own house in order, and at the minute we're in decent enough form. We've not scored enough. We've drawn too many, but we're hard to beat. We've kept clean sheets. We're hard working. We've had some tough games. You know, last week was a very tough run of games, 3 home games, good opposition. And, you know, I said to the lads, try and be unbeaten. That's the least we expect. And to get a win and 2 draws out of it, it's a good return. Obviously, we wanted the 3 wins, and we did all we can to win the 3 games. But overall, we've got to be pretty pleased because we've only lost 1 in the last 8, which is a tight game at Accrington, who are the league leaders. So we've got a decent enough points cushion on the bottom 2, but there's still work to be done because football being as mad as it is, you know, it only takes a run of 3 results, and certainly over the Easter period when the games are back to back, that suddenly you could be quite comfortable, and then you're looking over your shoulder, or the flip side and the side that we hope we get is a good point return for the next 2 games and get the job done and get ourselves pulled away from the bottom 2.
Yeah, this sounds like an obvious thing to say, but the quicker you get the points that you get, I mean, the quicker you make yourself safe, the better. You don't want to leave it to the last couple of games and you're still involved in it. So that's kind of the worst case scenario, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. But who knows what's around the corner? You know, we might win and all the teams might win. It was only a couple of weeks ago that we went to Wickham and won 4-2, and we come off at the end of it thinking, great, what a fantastic result. And the other 4 teams around us, the bottom 5, all won on the same weekend, so it can happen like that. But as I say, it's just about us going from game to game. Swindon's next up. We're preparing for that game now, and we'll embrace that challenge and try and win the game. If we don't win it, said to the lads this morning, at least come away unbeaten. It's about getting points on the board. We want 3 points. We'll do all we can for 3 points, but a point at Swindon might not be a bad result. And then obviously it sets us up for a home game against Cambridge. But the sooner we get the points on the board and get the job done, the more relaxing it is for everyone. But until it's mathematically, we're safe. There's work to be done because, as I said before, football has that funny knack of throwing freak results up. And you know, we come off the pitch on Saturday, 10 points clear at the bottom 2. I've spoken to a few of the fans and they're all, yeah, great, job done. You know, where you're 10 points clear, you're not going to get caught now. And then suddenly Chesterfield win. It closes the gap. It puts pressure on the teams above. There will be twists and turns between now and the end of the season, but hopefully we're not involved in that. We can get our job done as soon as possible and, you know, enjoy the running.
I spoke to you after that game the other week at the Globe Arena after the Exeter result, the great win that you had there, and you mentioned character. I think that's the word you used in that interview that you gave to us. And has that been demonstrated in the last month or two, or in perhaps even under the circumstances throughout the entire season?
Yeah, you're right. You know, the group has got good character. It's got good leadership qualities. I've criticised a little bit, you know, to the lads. I've never gone behind the back and said something that I'm not willing to say to them, but you know, game management at times, we could have closed a few more games out when we were winning or drawing. But overall, you know, they're a good group to work with, they're dead honest. You know, they've got a good spirit and togetherness. And I think throughout the season, we've only let ourselves down a couple of games. Notts County at home, Barnet, Forest Green away, we're in great games, Exeter away. But apart from that, a lot of the games have been very, very tight. You know, if you look at the Mansfield home and away, we should have got something from it. We ended up getting 2 defeats. We had a little bit of hard luck along the way. The other thing is, you know, we're hard to beat. We're hard working. You can see that by the amount of draws that we've picked up this season. It's not ideal. People might say, oh, you've drawn too many, you haven't won enough. But I've got to look at it from the point of view that we're hard to beat. We're hard working. We've kept more clean sheets this season. But we know we're, you know, we haven't finished off the chances that we've created. But we've known that's been a bit of a problem all season. But I think there's good character amongst the group. I think there's a good spirit. They're all working hard, they're all focused. I don't like this idea of fans saying, we're safe, we're done.
That concerns you a little bit?
It does, yeah, because
you can run on to the players, like a knock-on effect.
Well, it's my job and a staff's job to make sure that we keep over the players. And the players, to be fair, are keeping over each other. You know, I've spoken to the senior lads about it. They know that there's work to be done and they know the job on hand. So I think that's the way football goes, because we're in the all right form. And you come away from, I think it was the Tuesday game when we drew, certainly Exeter when we beat Exeter, and then obviously again Saturday because it was 10 points. You know, you're coming out the ground, oh well done Jim, we're safe, the job's done. Oh no, we're not. It's there's work to be done. The football is the maddest game for freak results. up and down a country in any level, you just don't know what's around the corner. You can't take anything for granted in the sport, so we've got to make sure that we put our foot on the gas, stay focused. We do anyway through professional pride, but there's definitely no letting up from us because, as I say, there's a lot of work to be done. We want to finish as high as possible, get more points on the board, enjoy the running and show that we're a decent enough side.
You mentioned your performance at Luton was good. Obviously, the Wickham result is a standout result the whole season, isn't it? I mean, how much can you take from those performances and that result going into a game against a team that's clearly harbour kind of playoff ambitions?
Yeah, well, obviously, Swindon's a tough game. You know, it's a long journey over the festive period and they've got a new manager. They're an ambitious club. They want to get promoted and they've got a good vision of where they want to be. So we know that they've lost the last time out and they're back at home and they'll want to be responding in the right manner and try and get themselves back to winning ways. They've just slipped outside the playoffs. They need to get into the playoffs because of the club of the size and where they were last season. As I say, it's a tough game for us, but we take confidence from the games that we've played recently. As I say, our form's okay, home and away. We can lean on the fact that we went to Luton and Luton manager was kind enough to say we're probably the best side to go there this season. We went to Wickham, we were in the top three as well and beat them comfortably. So we know we've got it in our locker. And as I say, we've just got to keep working hard, stay focused and be positive and confident going into this game and hopefully take something from it, set ourselves up for a home game against Cambridge on Monday.
And just finally, injury-wise, squad-wise, how are you looking?
We've got a couple at the minute. A couple of different bits and pieces, niggly ones, you know, nothing long-term, but we've got a little bit of illness in the camp as well, which doesn't help, so we'll have to assess it. There's three or four that we're touch and go, put it that way, so... But it is what it is, as I say. You know, that's why you need a squad, because big games come round all the time. It's a big weekend for us. You know, whoever drops out the side, someone's got to be ready and willing to go into the side and make an impression and stake the claim for the starting slot come the Cambridge game as well. And obviously the game's coming up, so there's three or four at the minute that are touch and go. So we'll monitor them over the next 24 hours and see what we've got.